I'm speaking with Reed Smith, who is the co-chairman of the 25 by 25 Steering Committee. And Reed, you're from Washington State, I understand.
Eastern Washington, yeah, the Palouse country. We farm 40% slopes there, very fertile soil, but some real challenges for conservation.
Well, I'm sure there is. Now, 25 by 25 has gotten a lot of, media coverage, and you've gotten a lot of information out, but there's still a lot of people who don't really understand what is 25 by 25.
25 by 25 is a renewable energy initiative that came out of the agriculture and forestry community. Our vision is that by the year 2025, 25% of the total energy consumed in our country will come from America's working lands, our farms, forests, and ranches. It's a vision that will revitalize rural America. A recent study indicates that we have the ability to create 5 million new jobs by the year 2025 in rural America. It will also create $700 billion worth of new economic activity by producing 29 quads of electricity, 29 quads of energy from various sources of renewable energy, wind, solar, biofuels, biomass, geothermal, methane, and new technology that we might not even know of today.
And you bring up the point. I mean, a lot of times we think about renewable energy, we just think about ethanol and biodiesel, but there's a whole lot more to it.
Well, in fact, I think as we move forward and technology comes in, biomass and biomass to produce electricity and transportation fuels is going to be one of the biggest pieces in our renewable future. And that technology is very close. We're being told that within a few years we'll start to see this technology brought out to America, and we'll see these biorefineries sprout up in every state. And that's what's unique about this. It isn't just a Midwest energy. Every state has resources that can be converted into energy from biomass, so it's very exciting.
Well, and this whole vision, the 25 by 25 vision, is something that, you know, this study is saying it'll help rural America by creating jobs and that and whatnot, but we're talking about something that's going to impact the entire country, urban and rural areas.
Well, and that's one of the beautiful things about this. It is so win-win. Certainly rural America will be impacted perhaps more, because we're going to enjoy the fruits of the economic activity, the new jobs, the new tax base for some of our communities. But the urban America is going to enjoy the energy, the clean energy. This energy is going to take 1 billion tons of CO2 out of the atmosphere. It's going to help our country meet our global warming goals. It's going to release us from our dependency on foreign oil. So it's win-win for everybody.
Now, as far as the vision of 25 by 25 is concerned, what is your plan for getting this accomplished? Well, I'm sure that's a pretty long, open-ended question, but what, just generally, what's your plan for getting this accomplished?
Well, that's an excellent question. We have over 300 endorsers. That's organizations that have endorsed our vision. We asked those people to help us determine how to get to a 25 by 25 world. We have met with that group twice. The last time was in the end of September. We formed work groups on different sectors in the renewable area. And what our plan is to put together an implementation plan. And we're well on our way to producing a document that's going to be a roadmap to a 25 by 25 world. And it'll include public policy. It's going to include venture capital. It's going to include infrastructure needs. All of the things that are going to be required to get us to that. And hopefully, by the end of January, when the new Congress is seated, we'll have that document prepared and ready to move forward.
Would you see this as somewhat of a revolution for our country?
Well, I think from an agricultural perspective, it has the potential to be the biggest revolution that we've seen in decades. The UT study indicates that there are going to be perhaps up to 100 million acres of a new crop that's not even being raised right now. And that's a dedicated energy crop. And depending where you are in the country, it could be switchgrass, it could be hybrid poplars, it could be new technology that's just being developed in the laboratories right now. So, I mean, that's a revolution. We only have 70 to 80 million acres of corn and soybeans. So if we talk 100 million acres of a crop that we're not even raising right now, that is a revolution.
How do you address naysayers? There's a lot of them out there.
You know, and it's not only the people that don't want a wind turbine in their backyard or that are skeptics or talk about the energy balance or talk about the competition between food and fuel. I think this report shows very clearly that we have underutilized land, we have multiple uses of crops that we're raising right now, and we're going to be able to produce this energy and still continue to provide safe, affordable, abundant food, fiber, and feed for the country.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right. Thank you very much, Reed.
Yeah.